about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
Good evening and welcome to Monroe City, home of the oldest high school basketball tournament in the state. It's the 94th edition of the Monroe City Basketball Invitational, and tonight on the Superstation, it's quarterfinal play. The 4-5 matchups is what we'll have tonight, and on the ladies' side of the bracket, it will be the Mark Twain Lady Tigers, the number 5 seed in this tournament, and they will be taking on the South Shelby Ladybirds, the reigning district champion, and the number 4 seed. Austin Ward's alongside. Austin, what are you looking forward to tonight?
I think I'm just looking forward to the fact these 4 or 5 games, sometimes these can end up being the best games of the tournament. And you mentioned the prestige with this tournament's involved and a lot rolling on these first-round matchups.
The Ladybirds of South Shelby are 2-0 on the season with a win against West Strand and North Shelby. Meanwhile, Mark Twain Lady Tigers 1-1 on the season. They defeated Marion County 70-30 in their opening season opening win, and then they lost to a good Paris team by the score of 60-23. We're starting a little earlier than what we normally do with the two Monroe City games. They're both the one, they're the top seed, and they took care of business. The boys were up by at least 50 by the end of the first half against Marion County, so they're going to be advancing. And I'd imagine the girls also won their game earlier this evening. So while we have a quick moment, we'll thank a couple sponsors and go through the starting five. A Monroe City R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all Monroe City, are sponsors of the Monroe City Basketball Tournament. Hines Body Shop, Harley Crop, your local shelter insurance agent. Hines Performance Park, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, and Shelbinaville Life Care, all of Shelbina, are also sponsors. South Shelby's in their home white uniforms with the red number with blue trims. It will be Diane Mays, Katie Mitchell, Mallory Wood, Callie Rodemeyer, and Meredith O'Neill, the starting five for the Lady Birds. Mark Twain and the away blues, black numbers, white trim, Emma Ross, Mackenzie Ogle, Autumn Arndt, Elizabeth Trower, and Paige Eddington are the starting five from Mark Twain. Zion Mays, Paige Eddington on the opening tip-off, and South Shelby wins it. But it goes quickly out of bounds, and we'll have to do it, or we'll actually do its last tip by South Shelby, so Mark Twain will inbound it. And they are going right to left on your radio dial. Again, starting a little early today with the two blowout wins by Monroe City. On the left wing, here's Elizabeth Trower. Now around, back up top here to Paige Eddington. They try and dribble it into the inside for the baseline for the freshman, Autumn Arndt. And that is a little high and away. And it will go out of bounds. South Shelby with the ball. On the inbound, the Lady Birds will give it to Meredith O'Neill, 5'2 senior. Came off the bench last year for the Lady Birds, now into a starting role. They'll come around to the top of the key for Katie Mitchell. She's a dynamic two-way player for the Lady Birds. Now they'll go up into the high post and get it from Mays, stolen away by Eddington. She's trying to go coast to coast. O'Neill sliding, trying to get the defense. Mays on the rebound after the miss. They'll come around to Wood, right wing for Mitchell. Back around up top, good ball instincts, and stolen by the freshman Emma Ross off the window and in, and Mark Twain gets the first points of this contest.
That was a really good job by Emma Ross to jump in front of that pass, take it to the hoop, and get the first points on the board.
2-0, Mark Twain. Sal Shelby tries the answer on the baseline jumper. O'Neill can't get it to fall. Rebounded by the Lady Tigers up the left side. Mackenzie Olkel, Trower, 3, got it. Off the left wing, Elizabeth Trower is one person. Alex Brandenburg is really hoping to step up this season, and lo and behold, she's got 3.
Really quick pace early on from Mark Twain. It's worked for him well, and we'll see if they can maintain that throughout the course of this game.
South Shelby will go with the bounce pass now into the high post for Diane Mays. forced pass, and she gets her own pass. O'Neill inside. Off the window and in is Kelly Rademeyer, the 5'5 junior, averages about four a game. And the Ladybirds have their first points. Now they show with the side trap press. Up the middle, Trower forces one across the timeline for Eddington. Eddington, the point guard, goes over to old goal, takes it to the hoop, and a little bit of contact on the way. Looks like they're going to get a reaching foul on one of three seniors for the South Shelby Ladybirds, and that would be Katie Mitchell. Now they are first. Check that. That is actually Mays. She's also a senior. They'll lob it on the inbound. We have one off the backboard, and South Shelby is going to corral it. On to the left corner, it's O'Neill, and it was bounced off the line, so Tigers get it back. As Austin alluded to, a lot of pace so far in this game, and a high lob and pass will give it to the 5'3 sophomore Trout. Crosses the timeline. Now gets a ball screen off the handoff from Eddington. Now pass to the inside. Eddington off the give and go from Emma Ross gets to two.
It has been a really quick pace to start this game. And like I said, it'll be interesting to see if these teams can sustain that throughout the course of this game.
And they're looking for a reverse layup with Mallory Wood, and she got bumped. And the foul's going to go on Emma Ross, the 5'8 sophomore.
Also may see an increased number of turnovers with as quick of a pace as both these teams are playing at. Some errant passes early on, too.
Almost like a feel-it-out process in some way. It was Wood misses the first of her two free throws. She came into tonight's contest 1-4. Also leads to a team in assists this season with 11. Wood sends the second. That hits nothing but net. 7-3 in favor of Mark Twain, and they give it over to, or they try to get it over to Mackenzie Ogle, and it's deflected out by our number 10 counterpart, Kelly Rademeyer. So 5:17 to go here in the first. Mark Twain leads 7-3 in the 4-5 matchup of the Monroe City Girls Tournament. Now top of the key. Looking for a three is Mackenzie Ogle. A little bit contact on that, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Paige Eddington, the senior, and that will be her first. So 5:05 to go here, and the Ladybirds will inbound it. They are again going left to right on your radio dial. Decent crowd here tonight at Monroe City. The crowd was obviously a little larger when the tourney hosts were playing in the first two games, and Diane Mays pushed down Emma Ross as the Lady Tigers were trying to go in transition. And that is two quick fouls for the postman. And we'll get our first sub. It'll be Amber Durbin checking in for Diane Mays.
It was a good steal attempt. She was just a little wild and reckless with it. And that could be attributed to the quick pace early on. But two big fouls early on in this game.
Seems like South Shelby trying to go a little more methodical on the ball. Mark Twain going up tempo, and who can establish that pace as they try to go up the left side to give it to O'Neill, deflected out.
And this high pace for Mark Twain, they've done a really good job, but they've broken up a lot of passes here, not too far into this first quarter.
So they'll go over to O'Neill, that being South Shelby's O'Neill, on the right wing. Mitchell now back around, they'll swing it around the arc to Mallory Wood. Wood, high lobbing pass, back to the near side. Mitchell, catch and release, three in it. Katie Mitchell got a deflection off the back of the rim, and now we got an official timeout, and it looks like Eddington having to limp off the floor here really quick. We're situated on the bench.
She came over to the sideline. She told her coach it was her ankle, so she's hobbling on it.
Yeah, so she takes a seat. It's a 7-6 Mark Twain lead, and they're going to check in on the seniors averaging about 7.5 points a game. She's literally 10 feet in front of us as we're situated on the stage here at Monroe City, directly behind the Mark Twain bench.
Not very far from us. She's clearly in discomfort. Wouldn't say intense pain, but she's certainly not comfortable at this stage.
We'll keep an eye on that as it's to Austin's right. Here's a left wing swirl shot by Mallory Wood. Ball spun around 720 around the rim. It went in. And the Lady Birds have their first lead of the game. Here's Autumn Mart. A little bit of push from Wood as she was crossing the timeline. That'll be her first.
South Shelby's going to need to be careful with the fouls, but they've had a good full court press early on. Not making it easy for Mark Twain.
And up close and personal is Meredith O'Neill on Trower. They'll pass it around to the right side to Art, and she'll get called for a travel trying to work around Wood. So Lady Birds get it back. It's 8-7. South Shelby. On to the high post. They'll drive it over to Durbin. She gets bumped. And it looks like this will be a floor foul. This will belong to Sydney Brothers, who came in for Eddington.
Update on Eddington. She just left the gym with a trainer. Still really gingerly on that ankle.
Jalen, your sideline reporting, Austin Ward. I'm enjoying it. Here's a three on the right corner. It's successfully hit by Meredith O'Neill. And now contact back under the South Shelby bucket as Mark Twain went quick transition. And it appears this is going to be a foul on Trower. It's an offensive foul. Timeout called by the Lady Tigers. And it is a 30-second timeout with 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. So we'll thank some more sponsors while we have a moment. Monroe Manor in Paris, as well as Wheeler Auction and Real Estate, Paris Senior Citizen Center, all of Paris. Joyce's Embroidery at Clarence, O'Loughlin Incorporated, locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Meyer Implement Company in Monroe City and Bowling Green. Macon, Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in Marion County. North Shelby School District of Shelbyville. Home Bank of Palmyra, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Auto Motor Repair, JC Parts City. F&M Bank and Trust, locations in Monroe City and Hannibal, and Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. So South Shelby will inbound it after the Mark Twain offensive foul. Alex Brandenburg is the seventh-year head coach of the Lady Tigers. And it'll be Lady Birds with the ball on the right wing. Here is O'Neill on the left side. Open is Mitchell. Catch and release. Three. She's going to hit. 2 for 2 from downtown, Katie Mitchell. 14-7, South Shelby after Mark Twain started out with the hot start. Now a quick transition, Emma Ross off the window and in. Back come the Ladybirds. Here's O'Neill, drops it off to Mitchell, top key, now to the right side, Wood. We'll go over to the right corner now for Emma Dovin, the freshman, checking in. Mallory Wood, trying to go over the left side for O'Neill, is Mitchell, keeps it. Now O'Neill comes over to the right side, grabs it. Now back over to the right corner, Dovin. Top of the key. 3 for Wood. A little too strong. Rebound by Mark Twain's Autumn Art. Drops it off to the leading point scorer for the Tigers, Trower. Off of the high post. Her shot from 15 feet. Takes a hard spill after the whistle. And it looks like she might go for two. No, they say it's a floor foul. That'll be Durbin's first. As we get another Lady Bird checking in.
Mark Twain could do a good job if they can find the open player, wherever that may be. South Shelby's doing a lot of double team, hard presses, but it's a lot easier said than done with the tight defense that South Shelby's playing right now.
On the right side, a three hit by Mackenzie Ogle. Good ball movement by the Lady Tigers around the arc, and they found the open junior. Still a one-possession game for Mark Twain. They can tie it up with a field goal, but it's the Lady Birds with the rock. A left side three won't fall for Dovin. Now we'll get a jump ball right under the bucket, and this will belong to the Lady Tigers. Or Lady Birds, check that. So on the inbound, this will be Dovin. Will come around to the left side for Mitchell. She's being harassed by the sophomore Ross. Now they'll drop it off to O'Neill. She has a lane, takes it to the inside. Now pulling up for two, won't fall. Now battle under the bucket. It's last flicked by the Lady Tigers is Emma Ross. South Shelby gets it back.
Another sideline report for you, Scott. Paige Eddington did return back to the bench. She since walked back out, but she's walking a lot better on that ankle. So good to see from Mark Twain.
You're getting really good at this sideline reporting. I enjoy it. Three. High arcing rainbow shot by Meredith O'Neill to the right, and that will go out.
Looked like Mark Twain might have got a hand on that. Had they let that go out of bounds, it might have stayed South Shelby ball.
Yeah, maybe they got a small piece of it. Now the Laybirds show press. Coming across is Ogle trying to go coast to coast off the bottom of the rim, and it's snatched out of the hands by Durbin up the right wing to O'Neill. Negotiates around, looking for a two, and that will roll in. Well done there by Durbin and Dovin. And that is her first points last minute to go here in the first. Now O'Neill gets to steal. And she's got a layup, no problem whatsoever. Beautiful read there by the senior.
Meredith O'Neill's been all over the court so far in this game, whether it be on the ball or off the ball. She's been all over the place, making things hard for Mark Twain.
They'll pass it to the left side for Trower. Dishes it to Arndt. Coming around from a low high is Sydney Brothers, the sophomore. Now inside for Ross. Attacks the Lady Bird defense, and a reaching foul is going to get called on Katie Mitchell, and that will be her first. And there's 25.8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The North Shelby Raiders entering Monroe City's gym. South Shelby Raiders are actually here already supporting the girls, and here comes a foul after a shot by Trower on the left side just inside the arc, so she'll go to line for two. It'll be North and South Shelby in the boys' game in the 4-5 matchup. That is coming up after this. Trower, 6-for-10, best free throw shooter on the season for the Lady Tigers. Hits her first. And we'll see Harris subs check in on both sides. Second shot coming for the sophomore Trower. On its way and hits nothing but net. 4-point game. And it is Mallory Wood. Pass it over to O'Neill. Bounce pass to the inside. This is Rodemeyer. Kicks it back out to O'Neill. Now around to the other side for Wood. Takes it to the hoop. And she got bumped by a pair of Lady Tigers. And foul will be called on the junior Ogle. 5.8 to go in a quarter. Wood under the Mark Twain bucket. Trying to feed one over to the near side and tipped out by Trower. We'll do it again. Now the officials are discussing where the inbound will be, and it's going to be in front of Mark Twain bench. Wood from the right wing over to O'Neill. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Pulls up for the jumper off the front of the rim as the first quarter comes to a close. Monroe City Tournament has South Shelby leading 18-14 over Mark Twain on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask Henderson Implement and Outdoor Power Company in Columbia and Fulton about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort, and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by Henderson Implement in Columbia and Fulton today. Online, hendersonimp.com.
The attorneys and staff of Linneman Law Offices in Keytesville and Columbia wish everyone peace, joy, and happiness during this holiday season. Dale, new associate Danielle Linneman, Marge, and Debbie all hope your Christmas is a memorable one and trust the new year will bring you and your family health and prosperity.
The Christmas season is upon us, and as you celebrate the holiday with those closest to you, Chaz, Misty, Rance, Ross, and the gang at Wheeler Auction and Real Estate in Paris, take this time to thank your customers.
Out of the end of the first quarter, it's going to be Mark Twain that will inbound it to start the second. It's the Lady Birds of South Shelby, reigning district champions. They knocked off Harrison that this past February. They lead Mark Twain 18-14 in the fourth seed. In a 4-5 matchup, I should say. And they get a turnover as Meredith O'Neill comes up with it from the top key. Swings to the left side. Wood, catch and release just inside the arc. And a long two on the left side for Wood. She now has five. Now Fresh. And South Shelby generates a turnover. Right corner, three. O'Neill, too shy. And now a scrum for the loose ball right under the Mark Twain bucket. It's a jump belonging to the Lady Birds.
A follow-up, but not so sideline report. Eddington is back in the game. She doesn't look to be sporting any limp of any kind, so she appears to be okay.
Certainly good to see. She's one of the leaders of this Mark Twain team. Alex Brandenburg is looking to rely on this year, especially with the graduation of Mackenzie Lathram, a near 2,000-point score for the Lady Tigers who graduated just 1 year ago. She's now playing her collegiate ball at Umsel. On the right corner, Wood back up top, wide open. Mitchell, can she hit it again from downtown? You bet. Three for three is Katie Mitchell. She now has five on the season after coming in from two, and now South Shelby generates another turnover. Mallory Wood draws the foul. She'll go to the line for two.
This press is wreaking havoc on Mark Twain. South Shelby's done a really good job with it. Continues to steal possession away.
Wood came off the bench 1 year ago, so they get the foul to Trower. That is her second. And her first is true. One of the key guards for the Lady Birds is Wood, and Ogle will check into the game for Mark Twain as Alyssa Ford gets a couple minutes. And here comes the second for Wood. It's on its way and hits the net. This time the Lady Birds back off on the press and they'll allow Ogle to cross the timeline. We'll swing it to the right side for Trower, get the ball screened through Ogle. Comes up to the top of the key. She's guarded by O'Neill. On the left side for Ross. Back across, trying to feed it back to Ogle. Wasn't anticipating the pass. That goes into the bleachers. Can't pass it to the bleachers. Austin, North Shelby, or South Shelby will get the ball back.
I've heard that that generates a turnover, throwing it into the bleachers. Who knew?
You think you're probably right there, sir. 25-14. South Shelby with the lead. On the right corner. Here's Wood. Back around to O'Neill. They'll go back and reset with Mitchell. They'll try the left side with Wood on the left corner, and that goes over her. Got a piece of that. That goes out into the hallway, and Mark Twain will get it back.
I also heard that throwing it into the hallway generates a turnover.
You're right about that as well. You're learning so much, sir, with O'Neill deflecting the inbound from Eddington. He'll do it again. This time, it is Ogle. And she turns it over to Rademeyer. Good hand by the junior, and Eddington comes up with the block from behind. No over the back call. One on two, and quick transition and finish for Sydney Brothers. And Mark Twain going with a little bit of a size. Look. See if they can slow down that South Shelby press.
That proved how crucial Eddington is in this game. She got a clean block, clean pass on the other end, and it led to Mark Twain points.
High lob and pass from Wood inside to Amber Durbin deflects out. So the Lady Birds get it back. On the right side, here's Rademeyer. Back up top for Mitchell. Now to right side, Wood from the corner. Baseline to the right of the bucket, O'Neill. Now around back up top. Mitchell resets. Trying to feed it to O'Neill. Now it does. wants a ball screen, now checks it off it. O'Neill comes to the right side. Mitchell is at the top. They'll feed it to the high post for Wood. Back to the right side, O'Neill has space in the right corner. She wants instead, forces one, and getting a turnover. Zoe Miller is into the game. And now Trower trips. O'Neill gets another turnover. She's flying all over the floor, takes it to the hoop, and gets the two. O'Neill's a three-time state track qualifier, primarily in distance events. 1,600 and 3,200 are her two specialties. And you can tell she has no fatigue whatsoever.
She's been all over the court. And like I said earlier, whether it's on the ball, off the ball, she's just all over the court, wreaking havoc on Mark Twain and making things hard for the Lady Tigers.
Reaching fouls called on Amber Durbin, and as a result, that means Paige Ellington is going to the line for two. She'll miss the first of her two. She came in 0-for-1 from the charity stripe. So we'll get a second shot coming up. Ellington, a 5'11 senior, takes a look at the rim, bounces off the back and out. Puts an offensive rebound for Ogle. Now over to Trower. She has 5 of the 16 Twain points and another foul. This will be on Mitchell. That will be her second.
Mentioned earlier about Mark Twain being able to find the open player. Emma Ross was clapping her hands right under the basket, had no one around her. Mark Twain's going to want to look for the open player all throughout this game if they want to get back into it.
Trower hits the first of two. Now Diane Mays, after getting a little foul trouble there in the first quarter, she'll check back in, and Amber Durbin putting some strong minutes. Second shot coming for Trower, and she'll hit. Her last 4 points have all come off free throws. And the Lady Birds lead by 9. Here's Rademeyer on to the left side for Dovin. Trying to find some space under the bucket. Nothing going. And the man-to-man, now 2-3 zone displayed by the Tigers, giving the Lady Tigers some fits. And now Mitchell was bumped after shooting a 3. And the foul is going to be called on Trower. And we're going to get 3 shots. Looked like Mitchell had to shot off already for taking the contact. But nevertheless, these are her first free throws of the season. The Marceline tournament for Mitchell was a great introduction to varsity play 1 year ago. She ran on the opportunity, and she's been an important part of this labor team since. So at the second of her 3 tries on the free throw line, she'll get one more. Sydney Breyer checks in for Mark Twain. And here comes the third by Mitchell. She spins the rock twice. Sends it, and that's off the back of the rim. Mark Twain with the rebound. That's Mackenzie Ogle. Shakes off the South Shelby defense as they display a 2-3 zone. Ogle and Ross play catch. Now they'll come left side for the freshman, Zoe Miller. Eddington inside. Ross in the paint. Stripped away. That is Dovin. And now she's stripped on the left side by Ross. Ross to the bucket, off the window and in.
Getting those steals and finishing them is what's going to get Mark Twain back into the game. Good job by Emma Ross to get the strip, take it all the way.
They haven't been as aggressive on the defensive side as they opened up the game. And now Mitchell almost lost it, grounds it back in before it went out of bounds on the right side. And now it will be Dovin trying to force one in on to Mays, and Ellington will deflect that out. South Shelby quickly subs in Meredith O'Neill after a quick breather. 3:32 to go here in the half. Mallory Wood on the inbound to the right corner. O'Neill now back around on Diane Mays. Inside on the right baseline, Mallory Wood with the finish. Beautiful feed there from the post player, Mays. Now 2-on-1 as Mays Almost got caught, but she was fortunate. Emma Ross hit the bottom of the backboard. O'Neill draws the foul. She'll go to the line as her shot also went off the bottom of the backboard, but she was influenced by a push from Mackenzie Ogle. And so she'll take two.
We're also seeing how much of a difference it makes with Meredith O'Neill on the court, because since she's checked back in not even a minute ago, the pace has completely changed.
Hits the first for two. As you heard the clunk of the bucket. And she'll now go for her second. Takes a big, deep breath. Eyes to rim and hits it off the front. Offensive rebound, courtesy of Diane Mays. And now they force one at O'Neill. Her right foot stepped on the line. And Mark Twain gets it back. It'll be Ogle for Mark Twain. Tosses it to Eddington. Now back over to Ogle. South Shelby shows trap. Now Eddington. Wide open. Ross on the right side and puts one up. Draws the foul. Ross made her presence known under the baseline saying, give me the ball, give me the ball. And she gets rewarded.
Another one of those situations. She was open under the bucket, calling for it. They found her this time. And she picked up the foul. See if she can convert the free throws.
31-20, South Shelby with the lead, and she air mills the first one shy. So can't capitalize on the first. Lady Birds will bring in two. That'd be Durbin and Rademeyer, and McTwain will bring in one. As Ross shoots the second, and that hits. She has seven. O'Neill across the timeline from the right wing. Dishes one in, now back out. O'Neill to the bucket. Her shot blocked by Eddington. She's been a force to reckon with defensively now. A beautiful feed on the right window. Zoe Miller with the finish. Set up by Eddington. Now in the right corner. Dobin. Around to the left side for O'Neill. Bounces it to Wood at the top key. Inside for Durbin. Dobin, three, offline to the right. Offensive rebound as O'Neill. Her shot is deflected out by Lady Tiger. No over the back call. And now we're going to get a timeout call that appears by Luke O'Loughlin and the South Shelby Ladybirds. It is a 30-second timeout with 2:15 to go here in half number one. And while we have a moment, we'll thank some more sponsors for making this Monroe City tournament possible. That would be Keith Lee Photography Studio Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, Exchange Bank of Missouri locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Science Circus, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction. You can check them out online at capitalmo.com. So both teams have used a 30-second timeout here in the half. South Shelby already has 9 fouls here in this first half. Mark Twain has 8. So double bonus is looming in favor of the Lady Tigers if Lady Bird's taking our foul. And it will be Autumn Arts got in behind the defense and gets her first points on the layup. O'Neill, left side. Mallory Wood. She has a double team. Now they'll go O'Neill. Attacks the bucket, pulls up in the high post. Beautiful read there by the senior O'Neill. Only 5'2", but she plays anything but. Now Eddington off the left wing. Her shot will fall, but a foul on the floor. That's going to result in a double bonus either way. Mallory Wood picks up her second. And she'll go for the first. Eddington is now 0-for-3 from the charity stripe. Second shot coming for Eddington. Luck shoots, cannot score. But looking for the putback, Sidney Brewers, the sophomore, can't finish. Now O'Neill up the left side. Cuts in. Dishes one over to Durbin. Now onto the right baseline. Rademeyer gets the finish. 35-25. South Shelby will lead. 90 seconds to go here and a half. Top of the key. Eddington pulls up for a three. Too shy. Offensive rebound. Ross. How about a third time? She takes a spill to the floor. Now O'Neill sprints to the hoop and another layup. O'Neill changing this game in a flip. And now Mark Twain wants to slow things down.
You may see that in the second half. Try to slow the pace down a little bit with as quick as this game started.
Minute to go here in the half. Here's a shot on the right baseline by Ogle. She got bumped. Two shots coming up for the junior. So how do you slow the pace down? Is it just simply playing some stand-up defense, or how do you go with that?
I think the main thing is just kind of, like they did in that last possession, just when bring the ball up court, slow, controlled pace, try to fight the double team. As we've said, there's been some open girls open throughout the night that just haven't found them. But credit to South Shelby's defense, too. It's a lot easier said than done.
Offensive rebound by Sidney Brothers. Can't finish on the putback. O'Neill takes it again. She has a dozen in this first half. Looking for more. Her shot blocked by Brothers. Now into the backcourt. Rademeyer picks it up. Eddington shows press. Now she'll back off it as they give it to Amber Dovin. Now to O'Neill. Bounce pass over to Rademeyer. Darts one inside, trying to feed one in on the baseline. That won't go. Eddington will get it. 20 seconds to go here and a half. To Ross. On the right corner, three off the top of the backboard by Ogle. And they're going to say that's deemed out of bounds. No, we're actually going to foul off the ball. It's Eddington. That'll be her second. So Rademeyer will shoot a 1-1, as that is the ninth foul for Mark Twain Tigers in a half. And Rademeyer is taking her first free throws of the season. It's on its way, and rattles in. She'll get another. Rademeyer, a junior. You know, Mark Twain will exchange post positions with Ross and Brothers. Brothers on the left, Ross on the right. Second shot on its way. Bounces in. 10 seconds go here and a half. Here is Ogle. Beats one around the left side for R. Pulls up. Off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Can't go. One more try for the half comes to a close, and Mark Twain cannot convert. It's a 39-25 lead for the fourth-seeded South Shelby Ladybirds as they lead the Mark Twain Lady Tigers 39-25. We'll be back in just a moment on the Superstation. Austin will go over some of the first half, and we'll also take a look at some of the numbers as well. We'll be back in just a moment on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
The attorneys and staff of Linneman Law Offices in Keytesville and Columbia wish everyone peace, joy, and happiness during this holiday season. Dale, new associate Danielle Linneman, Marge, and Debbie all hope your Christmas is a memorable one and trust the new year will bring you and your family health and prosperity.
The Christmas season is upon us, and as you celebrate the holiday with those closest to you, Chaz, Misty, Rance, Ross, and a gang at Wheeler Auction and Real Estate in Paris take this time to thank their customers for their past patronage. May the holiday season be filled with abundance of joy, health, and happiness. Merry Christmas to each of you.
Merry Christmas from James and the crew at JT Home and Construction LLC. Wishing you a wonderful holiday season and a healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. They especially want to thank all of those who are serving in the military and wish each of them and their families a safe and joyous Christmas.
Back out here at Monroe City High School, the 4-5 game for the girls. South Shelby currently holding a 39-25 lead over Mark Twain, just over 7 minutes to go. At halftime, we'll go over the numbers now for South Shelby. Leading the charge, Meredith O'Neill. She's been all over the court and leads her team in points with 12. We've got Callie Rottmeyer with 6. Mallory Wood has 9. She's 3-for-4 from the free throw stripe. Katie Mitchell has 10. And rounding it out, Emma Dovin has 2. Not really anybody in huge foul trouble for South Shelby. Diane Mays has 2 fouls. Amber Durbin has 2. Katie Mitchell has just 1. And Mallory Wood has 2. For the Lady Tigers of Mark Twain, Emma Ross and Elizabeth Trower are both leading the charge for them. They both got 7 apiece. Mackenzie Ogle has 3. Autumn Arndt has 2. As well as Zoe Miller, Paige Eddington, and Sydney Brothers, all with 2. And only player in foul trouble for Mark Twain as of now, Elizabeth Trower, has 3 at the half. Mackenzie Ogle has 2. And Paige Eddington has 2. Sydney Brothers and Emma Ross both have 1. 39-25 here. A quick pace to start out this first half. It kind of slowed down just a bit in the second half, the second quarter, before Mark Twain kind of started to slow things down a little bit, a little slower, getting the ball across the court. South Shelby has done a really good job with a full court press, double team all night long. They've gotten a ton of turnovers. We don't have turnover numbers, but it's been a lot both ways. South Shelby and Mark Twain both playing good defense. It's just South Shelby on the offensive end is cashing in just a bit more. That's where we set right now. South Shelby, a 14-point lead at the half, just over 5 minutes to go until the second half begins. We will take another two-minute break, and we'll come back, take a look ahead to the 4-5 boys matchup. South Shelby, the boys taking on North Shelby. We'll look ahead to that. After this two-minute break, you're listening to the Monroe City Tournament. South Shelby leading Mark Twain 39-25. Back in 2 minutes on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction. with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back out to Monroe City High School. Just under 3 minutes to go until the second half begins. South Shelby leading 39-25 as both teams coming out of the locker rooms. Now, we'll look ahead to the 4-5 boys matchup. We've got South Shelby, the boys, playing the North Shelby Raiders. North Shelby's going to come in with a 2-0 record. South Shelby, a 1-1 record. The starters for this one for North Shelby to be Grant Coe, Dayton Bennett, Silas Preston, Mason Olmeyer, and Kirby Latimer. Mason Olmeyer will lead the charge offensively. He's averaging 13 points a game, as well as 5 rebounds through the first 2 games. And Kirby Latimer is averaging 12.5 through 2 games. Coach Landon Daniel says they're not going to be the best shooting team, but rebounding and being an up-tempo team will be the key. And for South Shelby, Coach Ethan Shackford says defense is going to be important to win games, so we'll see how that'll mesh. Their starters will be David Fenton, Brock Wood, Parker Fanastiel, Cole Mitchell, and Guy Tenbrook. The leader on the gridiron in Brock Wood is also the leader on the hardwood. He's averaging 19-10 through the first 2 games. And Cole Mitchell is averaging 7.5, 2.5. Guy Tenbrook is averaging 11-6 per game. That's a look ahead to the 4-5 boys matchup. But after this, we'll have second half of the 4-5 girls matchup. South Shelby leading 39-25. We'll be back with the second half on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Monroe Manor in Paris offers you more choices in living at the level of your activity. We can also match the room that best fits you and your activity level. This is Sherry Embry, administrator at Monroe Manor. I invite you to come and take a tour and see for yourself the different choices we offer you in living here at Monroe Manor in Paris. Of course, we provide cleanliness beyond compare, excellent care, superior therapy in-house, and more privacy options in your room selection. Monroe Manor in Paris, your home away from home. Visit MonroeManorParis.com.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
Here on KRES Moberly, and we're underway here in the second half, also online at CentralMoInfo.com between South Shelby and Mark Twain on the girls' side of the 94th Monroe City Basketball Invitational. It's Missouri's oldest high school basketball tournament. Hard to believe they've gone 94 years in this tournament. Mark Twain with the ball. They are going left to right on the radio dial for the second half. They are in their away blue uniforms as Mackenzie Ogle, who had 3 points in that first half, scores from the left baseline. Mark Twain also has black numbers and lettering with white trimming surrounding that, and we are getting a jump ball, it appears, and it'll belong to South Shelby. They're in their home white uniforms, red numbers and lettering with a blue outline. Left corner, looking for a three, and hitting is Katie Mitchell. She is 4-for-4 from downtown, now at 13. It's a 42-27 lead for South Shelby in the high post, a 2-for Autumn Arndt, and she can't hit that. And let's see if the Lady Birds want to slow things down. How about again, Mitchell? That's her first miss from outside. Now Mays. Darts one left side, back over from the give and go to O'Neill, and Mays can't convert.
Now the lob one to Eddington. Up the right wing. To Trower. Her three drops. That's a big one for the Lady Tigers. They still trail by 12. O'Neill from the top. Trying to feed one to the left side. Instead, they go right over to Wood from the baseline. Mays on the left side. Ogle, her three off the bottom of the rim. Can't go. Now back to top. Mitchell won't miss. That didn't take long. After one miss, O'Neill gets the turnover, swirls one in, and Mark Twain coming out, or Sal Shelby coming out, firing on all cylinders, and Alex Bredeberg, not a happy man, calls the full timeout. We'll do it as well. 6:04 to go in the third quarter. It is Sal Shelby 47, Mark Twain 30 on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com.
Are you wanting to buy or build a new home for your family? Or maybe you're wanting to remodel your existing home. Whatever your goal is, you can trust F&M Bank and Trust to help you. The loan officers at F&M Bank and Trust have vast experience in lending and would be glad to help your banking needs. F&M Bank and Trust, located in Monroe City in two locations in Hannibal. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
F&M Bank is the Tri-State's only locally owned bank, established in 1870 by the friends and family of Mark Twain. Please join us in saluting the men and women who served in our armed forces.
Having an auto accident is a traumatic experience. Getting your vehicle back to pre-accident condition doesn't have to be. When you have JC Collision Repair in Monroe City, repair it. JC's maintains state-of-the-art equipment and has access to parts from any manufacturer. They can work directly with your insurance company and even arrange a rental car for you. You'll rest at ease knowing JC Collision Repair technicians are trained and certified and use Sikkens waterborne paint along with a written lifetime repair guarantee. JC Automotive Repair in Monroe City for all things automotive since 1960. UJCAutoParts.com.
.47-30. Sal Shelby with the lead against Mark Twain in this Monroe City Tournament quarterfinal. Winner will take on the tournament host in the semifinal. Here's Mark Twain. They'll pass one to the inside for Autumn Arndt, and she will go to the line for two after being bumped by Amber Durbin, and that is her third. And it looks like Emma Dovin is looking like she wants to come in, and now she'll take a seat. So Luke O'Loughlin will stay with the people on the floor on the left. Baseline, it is a 2 for Zoe Miller, and that doesn't go, and we're going to get a turnover. It's a passes into the bleachers by the Lady Birds. Eddington to inbound. To Elizabeth Trower. Back to Eddington. Trower wide open on the right side. Takes a three, blocked by Mitchell. O'Neill off to the races on the left side and can't finish. And Mitchell tries to grab the rebound. Mays with the assist. Now on to the right side. Baseline layup for Mallory Wood.
And the shot that Meredith O'Neill took, she makes that 9 times out of 10. It's a good job by South Shelby to still get points on that possession.
No doubt about that. And now Mark Twain has themselves in a 19-point hole after the hot start. And Mays takes a foul. And that is going to be number three on the 5'10 senior. And it will be Mackenzie Ogle who will go to the line. And her first shot goes off the back of the rim and rolls in. So Mays checks out with the three fouls. Emma Dovin, the freshman, comes in her place. We'll also see Emma Ross come in for Mark Twain after Zoe Miller comes in for a couple minutes. And the second shot awaits. Ogle sends, hits. 49-32. Sal Shelby to lead. 5 minutes to go in the third. On the left corner, here's Wood. Forces one to O'Neill on the left side. Texter bucket. Her shot denied by Eddington. And she'll grab it off the handoff from Ross. Eddington up to the right side for Arndt. Takes it to hoop off the window, offensive rebound, and an over-the-back call on Katie Mitchell has been detected. That will be her third. South Shelby's played a pretty good game overall, Austin, but the one thing that you probably just want to work on cleaning up is the foul trouble.
And that comes with the up-tempo that they've been playing. It's good that they're playing up-tempo, but you want it to be more of a controlled tempo rather than get erratic with a fast pace.
Labor draw turnover. Wood goes coast to coast. Can't finish. Offensive rebound. Emma Dovin and a pushing foul called on the Lady Tigers. And this is going to go on Arndt. And that'll be the first for the freshman.
South Shelby's also done a really good job recovering missed shots. They've been really good on the offensive glass. And that's led to a lot of points tonight, too.
Dovin leaks one out over to Wood. From the high post to the left side, now O'Neal. Curls in from the baseline. Now they'll go back out to the top for Dovin. Dovin to the right wing and takes a travel as Wood was open at the top of the key and saw her last second. So now it'll be the Lady Tigers inbounding it. Eddington goes to Trower. The 5'3 sophomore leads the Lady Tigers in scoring with 12 points a game. And she has 10. Trower from the right side, trying to go over to Ross over her head, and kind of looked like the over in the back catch that you try to make, and falls incomplete. O'Neal will take it now for the Ladybirds at the top of the key. Comes to the right side for Wood. Mallory Wood passes it over to Carly Collins. She's wearing number 11 tonight instead of her typical 35. That's what we believe. Here is O'Neal. And she looks at the drive. Timeout called by Luke O'Loughlin and the South Shelby Ladybirds. It will be a 30-second timeout with 3:36 to go here in quarter number three. Again, we'll thank some sponsors for making this Monroe City tournament possible. That would be Monroe City, R1 School District, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all in Monroe City. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Kraft, your local shelter insurance agent. Heinz Performance Parts, Mina River, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County, R4 School District, you have Shelbina Clarence, Shelbinaville Life Care, all of Shelbina. Monroe Manor, Wheeler Auction Real Estate, Harris Senior Citizen Center, all of Harris. Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green. Macon Atlanta State Bank and Macon of Monroe City. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County. North Shelby School District of Shelbyville. Home Bank of Palmyra, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. And JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, and JC Parts City of Monroe City. Out of the timeout, it is Meredith O'Neill that will take it. And a moving ball screen is going to be called on South Shelby. And that is going to be on Durbin, and that will be her fourth. So you have to think she will be checking out of the game in a moment. There is a Ladybird that comes to the scorers table. Durbin, 5'8 junior, takes it up to the right side, drops it off for Wood, unloads a three, too strong. It is Carlins pursuing the rebound. Ross gets a hand in there. Now we'll see Callie Rodemeyer check in for Durbin. Ladybirds go a small lineup here. How does Mark Twain counter? It appears Alyssa Ford will check in. Also, Sydney Brothers also in. So Mark Twain brings the size out against South Shelby. Speed and a jump ball between Grottemeyer and Ford will result in Lady Tiger ball.
I suspected South Shelby going small might prompt Mark Twain to try to go post, but just saw right there, you got to be careful with it.
Results in a turnover. Meredith O'Neill off to the races. The layup didn't miss this time. 51-32, South Shelby at the lead with 2:46 to go here in the third quarter. At the top, this is Ogle reaching his O'Neill, and she got a little contact with Ogle, and that will be only the first foul for Meredith O'Neill. Check that. That is her second. She picked up one in the first half. And it'll be Eddington on the inbound for Mark Twain from the left side. Ogle trying to go to the high post. Now out to the left side. Ogle drives for two off the front of the iron. Rebound by our number 10 counterpart, Rademeyer. Takes across the Panther logo at center court. O'Neal on the left side. Mark Twain shows zone. 2-3 zone, that is. On the right high post, Wood releases a two too shy. Offensive board for Rademeyer from the right baseline to the right corner. Now up for Wood. Her shot doesn't miss this time. She has 13. So you have 14 from O'Neal, 13 from Wood, and 16 from Mitchell. Very balanced offensive effort from the Ladybirds. Here is Eddington. Had an option to shoot instead, deferred to Brothers. Wasn't quite anticipating the pass, but finally released it. It was a little too strong. O'Neal wide open for a three, uncontested, and a little too strong. And Brothers on the rebound. Tried to pass it up for Eddington. O'Neal with the steal. Takes it to the top, over to the left side for Wood. Now back to the right side. This is Emma Dobin. Plays catch with O'Neal. Now inside, Wood. Surrounded by three Tigers. Back outside to Dobin. Now to the left side for Carly Collins. Wood. Bounce pass inside. And a finish for Rademeyer. Good patience there from the Ladybirds to find the junior back door.
Rademeyer's been open under the basket. Two straight possessions both times. Ladybirds found her. And got 4 points out of it.
Minute to go here in the third. 55-32, South Shelby with the lead. Here is Ogle from the right side. Teardropper is too shy, and it goes into the hands of Collins. Up the left side, O'Neal. Across the timeline. Now to the arc. Back into the high post for Wood. Now onto the right wing. This is Dobin. Over to Wood. On the left, O'Neal. Could shoot up a three, and instead Wood just inside the arc on the left corner. Doesn't fall, and last touched by the Lady Tigers, and I'll go back to the Lady Birds. Three coming in for Mark Twain. 24.1 to go in the third. Wood to inbound, just to the left of the Mark Twain bucket. Comes to Dobin at the top. Has an option to shoot a three. She doesn't. Now over to Collins. Inside Wood, now over to O'Neal. Tries to slash to the bucket, lost control, and then when she corralled it, she took a travel. So the Ladybirds go back on defense, and they'll let Mark Twain enter. 10 seconds go in the quarter. Here is Ogle to the right side for Miller. Now to Arndt. Deflected out. And his last touch by Mark Twain as he tried to get it to Ogle, and Ladybirds will inbound. They got 3.5 seconds. Here is O'Neal from half court. Pulls up NBA three offline to the left, and she thought she had a crack at it. 55-32, South Shelby with the lead, trying to go to the Monroe City Tournament semifinals. One fourth coming up next on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Meyer Implement Company, your Kubota dealer in Bowling Green and Monroe City, has the most powerful and dependable RTV utility vehicles on the market today. The new RTV XG 850 Series Kubota has a large chassis with a 48-horsepower gas engine, CVT Plus transmission, and speed-sensitive electric power steering, and it offers you more room and larger cargo space. See the new Kubota RTV XG 850 Series today at Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is appreciated. Low financing available with approved credit.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Eight minutes to go here in the first of two games tonight from the Monroe City Tournament. Both Monroe City boys and girls won their quarterfinal matchups earlier this evening. This is game 3 and 4 of the night. Coming up next, it'll be South Shelby and North Shelby. And the other 4-5 matchup, and those two just faced off this past Friday at the North Shelby. So back-to-back meetings for those two Shelby County schools. Eddington, or check that, Arndt draws a turnover, and it was last deflected out by the Ladybirds as Dovin trying to steal it back. Mark Twain will inbound it. They look for options, and it will be Ross on the right corner, or left corner, I should say. Ogle hits the three. She has 10, but Mark Twain still down by 20. Have some work to do. Here's O'Neill for the Ladybirds, trying to bounce past one inside to Mays. Can't. They'll reset. Here's Rademeyer. Mays. Wood has a lane. Takes it to the hoop and gets the finish. Got the zone to expose. And Wood throw it to the bucket. On the left side, Mark Twain. It's Emma Ross. To the left corner here for Arndt. Comes all the way near side to Ogle. Now on for Ross, pulls up two, off the window, drops. O'Neill, Rademeyer from the right wing, back up top to O'Neill. Inside, now back out, Rademeyer off the pass from Wood. First shot partially deflected, it looked like Reddington got a hand in there. And now it will be Lady Tigers with the ball. Ogle. South Shelby shows a little bit of a press in their zone. Ross inside for Ektronek. Top key, three. Ogle can't hit. Dovin takes it up to the right wing for the Lady Birds. Now cuts up to the middle. Throws one to O'Neill. Inside, Mays. Back out. On to the baseline, Wood. Mays pulls up, jumper. Got it. Diane Mays gets on the board for the Lady Birds. She's having a little bit of foul trouble, but Luke O'Loughlin says Mays is probably one of the first true centers that South Shelby has had in quite some time. She's a floor general as well, just watching her go around. Here's Ross on the left side for the Lady Tigers. Now Ogle drives and tries to work around Dovin, and that is going to be number 5 for the junior. Or check that. That was Durbin with the 4 fouls. Dovin actually has 2. Durbin now checks in. She has the 4 fouls. They try to get it to O'Neill, and she actually draws the steal. And 2-on-0, that's going to work 9 times out of 10. Twain just got a little too aggressive on the defensive side there. Ogle on the right wing from the baseline. Here's Arndt. Pulls up 2. No go. Mays on the board. Wood over left side for Mitchell. Back to O'Neill. They play catch. Mitchell, can she hit another 3? Nope. Mays trying to get the rebound. Mark Twain with the ball. So it's looking like the Lady Birds are going to go on to win this, Austin. So what would you want to see the Lady Birds improve here over the final 5 minutes or so before they take on a very good Monroe City team?
I was just going to mention they've got a very game Monroe City team in the semifinals coming, so it's good for them that despite having a considerable lead, they're not backing off. They're playing as if this is a tie ball game and every possession counts, and O'Neill just almost got another steal. It's good to see that they're not giving up and maybe trying to get a warm-up in before Monroe City.
O'Neill has really stood out from her ball instinct standpoint as they're going to get a foul on Mark Twain's Zoe Miller. That'll be her first.
And you can certainly tell that she's a distance track athlete because with 4:28 to go in this game, she's still moving as quick as she was in the first quarter.
Although it does look like she is starting to wear a little bit just looking at her face. Her tongue's half sticking out there. Like,
definitely breathing heavy.
She'll take it over to Wood from the right side. Driving is Amber Durbin. left side O'Neal. Wood open up for left wing two to Shy. Offensive rebound. Durbin. O'Neal. Over to Mays. Now to left side. Wood has the lane. Gets the two. Looks like the Lady Tigers are having a hard time getting the defense set up. They're a relatively young team as well. So there was going to be some growing pains coming into this year with a pair of sophomores starting and a freshman. And you got Ogle and Eddington, junior and senior, that provide the leadership on the floor.
Yeah, Eddington, the only senior on the team. So it's definitely going to be perhaps a slow start to the year, but it's also a team that they can build on towards next year as well.
All right, talking about next year, and we're like 3 weeks into the high school basketball season.
Always got to be proactive.
I imagine they will continue improving throughout the duration of the year.
I think so,
Jay. They're taking on a good emo conference as well.
The school board might say otherwise, but they've actually played a really good game against the South Shelby team, but South Shelby is just too good defensively. The constant pressure, and they've done a really good job not really allowing Mark Twain to get anything going.
They're going to get a foul here on Sydney Brothers. Yeah, you mentioned that it hasn't necessarily been a bad game for the Tigers as Sydney Brothers takes a seat, and it looks like Mallory Wood will as well for the Lady Birds, as well as O'Neal. But you can learn a lot from a game like this as Rademeyer pulls up for a right corner three, just from the aspect of learning how to deal with press and quick transition, how you get back on defense in situations like that. Here's a three by the sophomore Trower, won't fall, and Ogle will get the offensive rebound as it ricocheted off the very front of the rim. Ogle, left side. Trower looks to attack, can't, comes to the right side for Ogle. South Shelby playing some strong defense on the zone, and Trower finds an open soft spot on the left side and bangs home the three. Minute 53 to go here in the game. And it'll be South Shelby and Monroe City in the semifinal. Three-pointer by Mitchell. You might need to be thinking about a player of the game. You could honestly give it to Mitchell or O'Neal. Mitchell from the offensive side, O'Neal from both the offense and defensive side. Their sub coming in, it's going to be Dobin checking in, and that'll be it for Katie Mitchell. It's a nice round of applause from the Lady Birds. High five from Luke O'Loughlin, new JV coach and former girls coach of the North Shelby Raiders. Cody Stoneburner, good to see him on the sidelines still.
One thing you should consider about this tournament when looking at how good South Shelby has looked tonight, South Shelby is the four seed in this tournament, so that gives you an idea of some of the teams that are going to be playing throughout this week.
Mays looking forward to two. And there's a minute to go here in the contest. We'll come over to Ogle on the left side. Mark Twain still fighting. Off the front of the rim, he will let that go out. Also in this tournament, in the 2-3 matchup, it's Palmyra and Harris on the left side. This is Carly Collins. And now a put back for Diane Mays. That is her second field goal of the game. But it will be a comfortable 68. How many points will Mark Twain put up for the final score? Or will South Shelby hit the 70-point plateau? If they do, it will tie their season high. And we get a foul called. Actually, no, it was a tip out of bounds. And Mark Twain will get one final inbound. They'll roll it. Trower. Ogle pulls up three off the back of the rim. And IMAs will hold it for the final buzzer. The Lady Birds of South Shelby improve to 3-0 on the season with a 68-40 victory over the Mark Twain Tigers. And they set up a date with the Monroe City Panthers in the Monroe City Tournament semifinals. And it was a little bit of a shaky start, Austin, for the Lady Birds in the first 3-4 minutes. And then it was all them after that.
And I think they kind of maintained the same pressure throughout the game. And throughout the entire course of the game, it just proved too much for Mark Twain. And South Shelby was just a better team tonight. A lot of pressure, both offensively and defensively. A quick pace, full court press, double teams. They just really did so many good things tonight that allowed them to come away with the victory. And they've got a really, really good Monroe City team coming up in the semifinals.
Coming up next on the Superstation, it's game two of our Monroe City Tournament doubleheader. It will be the South Shelby Cardinals and the North Shelby Raiders. We'll get you set up with that in just a moment on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. We'll nominate both of our outstanding players of the game later on tonight once we're concluding our tournament coverage. We'll be back on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Get you ready for the boys matchup in just a moment.
We asked Gina Fox, a resident at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, if she would recommend Salt River Community Care.
Would I recommend Salt River Nursing Care to someone else? I certainly would. This is my third time to be at Salt River, and I've been happy all times, and I'm happy to be here now. So, yes, I would recommend it.
Another reason, residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. North Shelby students know the sky is the limit when they set high goals. The North Shelby School District is proud of their Raiders and wishes them all the best with their future endeavors. This message from the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District.
Music blaring here in the Monroe City High School Gymnasium. It's a 94th Monroe City Basketball Invitational, Missouri's oldest basketball tournament, at least in high school. It is a pair of Shelby County teams in a 4-5 matchup. It's the Cardinals of South Shelby taking on the Raiders of North Shelby. Scott Lunsey here, Austin Ward. So, Austin, these two teams met Friday up in North Shelby and proved home court advantage. Proved to be just enough of a difference for the Raiders to pick up a 56-55 victory against the Cardinals. What kind of game do you think we'll expect tonight?
I'm hoping for more of the same tonight. Certainly a tight game and kind of conflicting differences, as North Shelby isn't the best shooting team, but they do good enough on the offensive side, and defense is the key to win for South Shelby, and see how those two mesh. And certainly, we'll see how much of a difference a neutral site plays, and hopefully it'll be a good one tonight. South Shelby tries to avenge an early season loss.
Should be a fun one, and coming up, you'll hear from both head coaches of the South Shelby Cardinals and the North Shelby Raiders. It will first up be South Shelby second-year Cardinal coach Ethan Shackelford, followed by the first-year North Shelby Raider coach Landon Daniel, if you're listening to the Monroe City Basketball Tournament on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
We asked Jim DeLashman if he felt the Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City was a great place to live.
I recommend to all my friends and people that don't know that if I happen to meet them, I'll tell them about Monroe City, how nice it is and how clean it is, and everybody, you know, real friendly. I like that. In my opinion, I think Monroe City is right among the top Manor. Raise above the best.
See for yourself how Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City provides such quality care with love to share. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
Let's all sing and sound our cheer, for this glorious holiday comes just once a year. Everyone at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris has a Christmas wish that we all enjoy the happiest of holiday seasons. They appreciate having you as a friend and customer, and they look forward to serving you in the new year. A sincere Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, member FDIC.
At any age, nutrition is important, especially after retirement. At the Paris Senior Center in Paris, we serve up delicious, nutritious noon meals every weekday. This is Tara. Whether 20 or 90, you have one thing in common. You want to enjoy a delicious meal and enjoy the company of others. Different ages have different life experiences and stories to tell. One thing we can agree on, a cup of coffee, a good story, and good food bring friends closer and communities together. It happens at the Paris Senior Center every day. The Paris Senior Center, where life at any age is celebrated with a meal.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology in our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
Here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com as we're getting ready for the 4-5 matchup in the Monroe City Tournament, and it features the Shelby County teams, North Shelby and South Shelby. Ethan Shackelford is the second-year coach of the South Shelby Cardinals, and they are currently 1-1 on the season. Coach, I'll start with something simple of you. What do you liked about the start?
Well, we started off pretty well with our effort. Our kids have worked really hard the last couple weeks. It was kind of a late start for us coming out of football because our football made a good run at the district championship. So we hit the ground running. I only got about five practices in for our first game against Westrand, and then Thanksgiving break came around. And so that was a good time break for us because they got off their feet, kind of got more rest after football season. And then that the snowstorm came through, and we were hoping to play Paris and ended up getting canceled. So we actually went a pretty long stretch without not just practicing, but then playing. So, but our kids have worked hard. I think we're fresh now after football and a long break, and that's been really good for our kids. Westrand was a great start for us, especially on defensive end. Our defense was really crisp. Our rotations, our pressure was really good against them, which ended up with a win. We struggled a little bit Friday against North Shelby in the first round against them. Our offense just wasn't very crisp. We couldn't hit shots when we needed to. North Shelby played great. They had great energy. It was a home game for them. Their crowd was into it, and their kids played hard and played and really was more physical and outplayed us when it came to effort. They battled us on the boards, and they hit some big shots, too, when they need them. So things fell for them. You know, they shot really well, and they our press didn't affect them as much. They really did a good job against our different presses we threw at them, and ended up in a – it was a great finish, and we ended up losing by one. Hopefully, you know, today, prepping for the game, our kids, I think, have learned a lot from that experience, and hopefully we can come into the game today a little more crisp, a little more focused and ready, and hopefully get a win in round two.
What's going to be the biggest adjustment coming into tonight?
For us, I didn't like some of our shot selection on Friday. It seemed like our jump shots, which you know, I love jump shots. I love shooting threes. We're averaging about 18 threes attempted per game, but I didn't like where our shots came from. Too many times the ball came off of a one pass jump shot, or the ball was not moving much on offense. You know, we're a motion offense team. And to be really blunt, there wasn't a lot of motion in our offense Friday. You know, we weren't moving very much. The ball wasn't moving very much, which led to possessions where I don't think we put enough pressure on North Shelby's defense. And so if we can get better shot selection and get a little more flow to our offense, that's going to fuel our defense, which is our go-to, our defense and rebounding. You know, we're too big and too athletic to give open shots to another team and not, you know, we make shots, we get in our press, that's when we're our best. And if we're not taking good shots, we're not making good shots, then our defense will suffer. And that's kind of what hurt us Friday. So hopefully we can be a little more crisp on the offensive end, take better shots, work to get better possessions, and hopefully that'll feed into our defense.
Ethan Shackelford, South Shelby coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoinsInfo.com. Coach, always appreciate your time and info, and we'll talk postgame. Good luck tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
No problem, man. We'll catch up with the first-year North Shelby coach, Landon Daniel, coming up next on 104.7.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special designed shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special designed shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
We're back here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. We're catching up with first-year North Shelby Raider coach Landon Daniel. They are 2-0 on the season, and their most recent win was against an opponent that they took on Friday night. That would be the South Shelby Cardinals. Coach, what you liked about the 2-0 start?
My kids have played really, really hard. We haven't had a whole lot of practice because of football and going into the postseason, but they picked up on it pretty quick, and the kids are really buying into the system, and they want to play fast, and they want to play together, so that's really encouraging.
You got three returning starters in Kirby Latimer, Dayton Menace, and Mason Allmeyer, and actually all three of those happen to be playing eight-man football with the Raiders. How quickly have they been getting their basketball legs under them, and what have you liked about their start?
We focused on that the first week when they got back from football, and they thought they were in shape, but now they're in better shape for basketball. But they made the transition pretty quick. Coach Bass did a good job with them, making sure that they were in shape for football. So it's just about trying to figure out the game and, you know, trying to get their legs underneath them for a little bit quicker pace.
What would you say some of the strengths of this year's North Shelby team is?
No, we're not the best shooting team by any means, but we play defense pretty well. The kids communicate tremendously, even on the floor and off the floor and on the bench. The kids, they want to play together. They want to buy into the system and buy into the program. So, like I said, that's probably the most encouraging part of it so far. But they want to play hard and they want to go fast. So that's something we're glad to see.
Again, Landon Daniel, North Shelby Raider coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com as we're in the 4-5 matchup of the Monroe City Tournament. So, your opponent tonight would be the South Shelby Cardinals, a team you beat 56-55 on Friday night. What worked well for you in that game?
Well, free throws did not, for sure. Both teams didn't shoot very well from the free throw line, but we really struggled in the first half, got down by 10 points at one point to end the first half, and we came back in the halftime and told the kids, hey, you know, if we focus on rebounding and not giving South Shelby, you know, two or three attempts every single possession, we'll do a whole lot better. And the Kirby Latimer only had two rebounds in the first half and then finished the game with 15. So that tells you the kind of kids that they are. They really challenged themselves and went after it, and rebounding changed the game for us.
What's going to be key to go 3-0 and hand South Shelby a second consecutive loss?
It's kind of the same game plan. You got to make sure that they don't get hot in the three-point line because they're a much better shooting team than we are. And you got to try to keep Brock Wood out of the paint as much as possible. If he gets in the paint, he's going to elevate and he's going to score. But we feel like if we can keep their big kids and make them shoot from 15 foot in and not 3-point line, and then keep Wood out of the paint, we should be successful.
Landon Daniel, North Shelby coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, always appreciate the time, and we'll talk postgame.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll tip it off between North and South Shelby in the Monroe City Tournament. That's up next on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Shelbina Villa Life Care has an average response time of 9 seconds to any call light pressed by a resident. We asked Jewel Hicks, a resident of Shelbina Villa, how important the 9-second average response was to her.
I feel secure. I feel very secure here because they do get here quick. And I feel like we're at home. They do excellent work.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
Welcome back to Monroe City High School. It is the South Shelby Cardinals and the North Shelby Raiders. We'll go through the starting lineup in a moment. It's Guy Timbrook, Kirby Latimer, or Mason Allmeyer. Check that on the opening tip-off, and it will be the Cardinals that will win the opening tip-off. Here is Parker Fannin-Steele out to the right for